How you doing? It's Liz Black, and I am always happy when I can sit down with someone who I am a fan of myself, Dove and Stella Award nominated Ernest Pugh. Ernest, how you doing?
I'm blessed, lady. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm even happier every time I see you got a single out.
Oh yeah, we start out this new year with new music, all of that good stuff. So we wanted to really appeal to your listening audience with a great message, I think, to start off the year.
Well, let me just tell you, your vocals are absolutely phenomenal. So anytime you put something out, Ernest, we're definitely listening.
Well, praise God for the favor. Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you.
Now let's talk about it, because I want everyone to go out and get it. I want them to love it. I want them to let others know about it. The song's entitled, I Need You to Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
Well, the song, you know, captures me really in a conversation with God about my dependence upon Him for really the very air that I breathe. Because life can just live. It can hit you so hard.
Yes.
So you can literally feel like the life has been knocked out of you. But that's the one opportunity for you to go to the ultimate life support machine, which is God, and ask Him, man, breathe upon me again, restore me immediately. And He stands ready and waiting to do that, whether it's a relationship, or whether it's a sickness, whether it's a death of a loved one. Sometimes the spiritual vicissitudes of life just kind of catch us off guard. And I don't care how saved you are, how many Bible scriptures you can quote. The reality of the fact is that, listen, this thing is real. We're engaged in a battle, and the devil does not play fair.
And you know what, Ernest? Every time I see you or talk to you, you would think that you go through nothing, because you are pretty much always upbeat. But when I listen to your songs like Rain on Us, obviously you were in the midst of something where you needed God to rain on you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you write all of your music.
Well, I do a lot of co-writing. Now, this particular song was already finished. It was for somebody else, too, and they were like, well, they don't want it. So I got to listen to the song again with Lucius Hoskins. I said, well, I want to put a different spin on it, make it more singable, all of that. I said, let's go back in. So I kind of somewhat, you know, suggested or kind of empowered with some of the elements that I need there for my listening audience, because I know they like to sing along, and lyric content is really big for me. So we went back in and just doctored on it a little bit, but for the most part, Ken Hoskins, which is Luskin Hoskins' brother, he wrote it along with Alfred Singleton from the Singletons.
Oh, okay. Now, when you do write your music, are you one of those that God wakes you up in the middle of the night and you start writing?
I've gotten some from that way, but then I'll get inspired through, say, a trial. When my mother passed away suddenly, God gave me a song while we was making the funeral arrangements, and the name of it was You Meant It for Evil, but God Worked It for My Good. Because even though she died of a pulmonary embolism, and we had no notice at all, over 18 people gave their lives to Christ. And I mean relatives that we thought these heathens were going to never give Jesus their life. And it's like,
amen,
it turned into really like a revival. So I was like, well, devil, you took my mom, but look at all the other things that were birthed as a result. So I wrote that song based on just a trial, a challenge, a pitfall of something that you overcome, because I believe that we go through it so that somebody else can kind of learn from it. My testimony and my faith will get somebody else through their trial.
Amen. Now, for those that don't know, Ernest has his own label.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the label and some of your artists real quick?
Yeah, I started the EPM music group about 5 years ago. Krista Rucker was my artist, Vincent Thibin, Kenosis, Charles Butler and Trinity, Keith Williams, John Paul McGee, and they've all gone on to do great things. They've been stellar nominated. Their platforms have increased. But I had to kind of step aside and do P-Man Music because I wanted EPM Music Group to really be a label that was very artist-centric for a bunch of artists that had been laboring on the backside of the desert for years. But they had never gotten the recognition and the visibility and exposure they needed to really pop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want my recording schedule and my budget to interfere or conflict, so I'm going over here and create P-Man Music. So P-Man is where I do all the Ernest Pugh stuff, but all those other artists that I, you know, have had the privilege of working with, that's where we kind of use as their haven.
And you know what? I just want to say how much on behalf of them, they appreciate it and we appreciate it because there's such good music out there and we sometimes don't get a chance to hear from everyone. So thank you for bringing them to the forefront.
Yeah, somebody did it for me, so I said, you know, the least I can do is reciprocate. And Donna Lawrence said it like this, listen, you become so that someone else can become.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. So now, can we look forward to a full CD from you?
Absolutely. I'm coming around the top of the second quarter with the full CD. It's going to be called Fully Persuaded. Mm. It's going to be produced by Mike Burrell and Cedric Thompson is teaming up with me, too. And we're coming out of Romans chapter 4 and 17 where he says, and being fully persuaded that what God promised he was able also to fulfill. So we coming with it. I mean, we got a collaboration with Kiki Sheard and a rapper named Sarge. And it's going to be amazing. I'm going a whole different way. Kind of, as you may have been able to tell with the direction of this song, I'm going a whole different way, going to appeal, shield with my fan base, be very honest and true to them, but at the same time, I'm pulling in the younger generation to come in and collaborate as well.
I think that's wonderful, and when the CD comes out, Ernest, I need you to call me. We need to
do a
listening party or something.
Yeah, I need to get to New York. Liz, do you know I don't get in that market?
Ernest, I'm tired now. Come on.
You ready to do it? I'm ready right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to come. We're going to do that this year.
Let's
I'm serious. A couple of times.
Okay, let's make that happen. Now, I want people to stay in contact with you, so just make sure they know all your social media.
Absolutely. Well, my website is www.ernestpugh.com, and all of my networks on Periscope, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram are Ernest Pugh. You know, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, and then Pugh is P-U-G-H.
That's real easy and simple. You know I got nothing but love for you, Ernest.
I appreciate you, and give Mom a hug. I saw her on on the thing with you. I said, when I see people with their moms, because I don't have mine, I said, baby, I'm going to speak over this woman. Oh. God's going to keep her here for 91st Psalm. I cover all the mommies with the 91st Psalm.
We appreciate that, Ernest. Thank you. I'm going to let her know that. You see, I'm giving you a big hug when I see you.
Absolutely.
Hopefully soon, Ernest, and thank you so much. I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, hi. Bye-bye.
Need you to breathe. These hands I raise. This force will praise. I live to work. Show you, help me say, I raise this voice, it will, I live to work, show you, so I keep.
I need you to breathe.